Radio.
Fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I'm your host, Linda, coming at you from Oceanside, California. Boy, there's so much going on. We're brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. That's families with a YS and our very own Hollis Buchanan. And thank you, Yo and Mike, for tuning in. Hopefully a few others will join before the end of the hour. I got to tell you, after Scott Walker in Wisconsin's win yesterday, if your name is Barack Hussein Obama, you got to be hating life about now. If your name is Richard Trumka or you're involved in SEIU or anything like it, you didn't reach for the coffee this morning to get your day started. You grabbed the heroin to face the day. Unbelievable. That was a victory. Woohoo! I love it. We're putting these guys in their places. And all these whiners, I'm sure you guys got the viral video from the Blaze and every place else on the whiners of the union kids saying democracy is dead. And I go, yeah, amen to that. Anyway, folks, hopefully you guys can hear me okay and the sound is all right. Now, we had a big win with Governor Walker in Wisconsin. That was amazing. Everybody's excited. Now we're going to travel a little bit west to my hometown. And we had a primary here yesterday. First of all, I worked the polls. I got called at 7:05 in the morning. I grabbed my coffee, didn't get to eat till noon, got dressed, the whole nine yards, got there, and I was an absolute, thanks, Yo, for doing my sound check. It was an absolute wild experience. I was working the polls all the way to 9:30. I was dead tired. Then I had to drop off the official little thing that goes in the mail because I was the assistant precinct inspector, so I actually get a stipend of, you know, a little over $100 for the time being from the registrar of voters, and it was amazing. There were so many people, you know, it wasn't a huge turnout because it was a primary, but it was very exciting all the same. I learned a lot, and it was just really, really cool. I got a kind of a cool anecdotal story on that, too. We had a moderate turnout, but everybody that came in when we gave them their I voted stickers and everything after they turned in their ballots, they thanked us for volunteering to do this. And it was kind of cool because, you know, sometimes when you walk into these polls, you've got these people that are so old that are helping you that looks like they're on their last legs. But we had a very young crowd in our panel. We had four people, and I was probably the oldest because I'm always the oldest in the room anyway, but it was really cool, and we all had a great time. The one story that happened was, I couldn't believe it. One gentleman was like 71 years old, and he's legally blind. He didn't want to use the touch screen, so he asked if someone, and he was a registered Republican, he asked for a Republican ballot, and asked if someone could help him. And so I volunteered, and I went over to the booth with him, and I'll tell you, it was quite inspiring to me. Of course, if they'd have found out what I talk about voting twice, they'd have found out what I did, I'd have been arrested probably, but it was really funny. Great deal. Anyway, if you guys want to call in at 646-378-0321. What happened in Oceanside, we won. We defeated Prop E. We actually defeated Prop F. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, which is huge. We got Prop E defeated, which was the rent control issue, by a landslide. It was just amazing. After I finished with the poll working at 9:30, I shot over to the what they call the TV after voting polls close watch party on the TV with all my people that worked for a whole year on the campaign to defeat vacancy decontrol. They were shouting and screaming before all the election results were in. We knew we defeated E, and because the North County Times put it up on the internet that they had conceded that Prop E was defeated. We were all excited. I got telephone calls this morning from my sister and my brother-in-law congratulating us for a job well done. We did it. We went up against these guys, and we beat them. The big money, corporatocracy, rotters, and the city council, and all the rotten owners of the mobile home parks, we did it. All these seniors and veterans, the last time we did a rally, which was last Friday, prior to Tuesday's election, there was 120 seniors and veterans on the street corners. Some of them were in wheelchairs, holding signs. People were honking. It was amazing. Yeah, Bill, we're like really happy that we did this. And Yo and Michael Magic, we absolutely, it was just so cool. People were calling me. I was talking to people on the phone today. I was preparing my stuff for tonight. I'm going to a meeting where I have to speak. I was putting blurbs together for other people that are coming to help, to back me up and speak as well. So we're on fire. We're not giving up the ghost. We're just going to go forward. And like Glenn was saying, man, conservatives had a big win. We had a big conservative win in San Diego yesterday, all through across the board. It was just amazing. But we're not sitting down, man. We're just getting started. So tonight's city council meeting, actually it's the city planners on the circulation element, which is all their transit nonsense. We're coming at them, and we're going to hit them when they're down, because we're not complying anymore. We're not sitting down, and we're not shutting up, and we're just going to keep going forward. So much is happening. We had three absolutely wonderful judges. Hello, American Heroes Radio. Welcome to the program. My name's Linda. I'm here doing Right from the Left Coast on Patriot Families. And thank you for joining, everybody. Call-in number is 646-378-0321. They also had the City of San Diego mayoral race, because the current one, who's a schmuck anyway, is stepping away from politics, finally. And so there's two people that are going to be vying for in November for the City of San Diego's mayoral spot, and one of them is Bob Filner, and he's not much better than the idiot Mayor Sanders is right now. So the other one is Carl DeMaio, who's kind of conservative but not where we want him to be, because in San Diego there's huge push for this green agenda. And while I was watching the election results, this idiot, Carl DeMaio, gets on there and starts with his rhetoric, and he's talking like a good game, some conservative good game. But I'll tell you something. When he started saying, we're going to make sure that San Diego is a sustainable city with lots of green energy programs, I almost spit out my Chardonnay. I was so upset. So I'm on a mission now to make sure that my task force, Americans Protecting Property Rights, all these people that are on my team, that are going up against Agenda 21, we're going to shed light on this guy. We're going to hound him. We're going to mock him. We're going to do whatever it takes, and we're not playing this game anymore. That's what tonight's deal is all about. So we are going full force. I have, let's see, what else happened? Oh, there was just so much going on. There was all kinds of people stealing signs, you know, yes and no on Prop E. There was police were called at one of the polls. I mean, this was a contentious deal, but we won anyway. So it was really, really wild. What we're doing is, hopefully, I've got handouts for people on 821. I have the map that you guys have seen, some of you folks have seen, of the Wildlands Project, and that's going to go up on the overhead screen, and we're going to all address that one. I put out a blurb. This is going to be handed to one of my team that will can speak on this issue, and I'm going to have them speak and say, these 20-year and 30-year plans are geared toward electric cars, smart growth, sustainable development, and green energy. Bullet point two, where are you going to get the electricity for these cars? The war on coal-fired plants is at an all-time high. The answer is you don't. This is about the abolition of private vehicle ownership in order to more easily control the population. Do any of you think that you or your kids or your grandkids will be exempt from this tyranny? We the people will shine the light on this and fight to stop it for as long as it takes. My second piece that can be talked about is because these guys are going to mock us and they're going to say that we're conspiracy theorists and tinfoil hat wearers and we're not going to stand for it. The next piece says the UN Agenda 21 is not a conspiracy. There is a YouTube video of Nancy Pelosi in the 90s on the House floor trying to convince Congress to push through Agenda 21. They could not get it through Congress, so they went behind the scenes to the state capitals and the local planning commissions and the city managers to implement their plans through ICLEI and other non-governmental organizations, all by the direction of the United Nations, specifically Agenda 21. This is now all throughout the entire United States in every city, town, and township. This is the green globalist evil, which is the biggest lie and the biggest liberty destroyer of all time. The next piece that hopefully someone will read, I'm going to convince these guys. Question, how does any of the transit plans and general plans of the city benefit the people of Oceanside? How much will this cost? How does this protect the property rights of our citizens? And how does it protect our God-given rights placed in the Constitution? How does any of this uphold your oath of office? These are just some of the points that we're going to be speaking on tonight. I have handouts for these people. Tom DeWeese's handout on sustainable development. I've got Gary's Barnes from VISTA. It's called United Nations. Let me see if I can pull this up. Against United Nations Agenda 21. And it says, it may surprise you to know that the city of Oceanside, well, actually it's VISTA, but we don't know which NGO these guys are in Oceanside, is one of about 600 cities in the U.S. that are dues-paying members of Agenda 21. And then he references the YouTube Agenda 21 for Dummies and talks about these things. They have meetings, of course, on the climate action plans. These are all throughout the county here in San Diego. The climate action plan contains the same thinking as the Agenda 21 plan. The plan is to have the United Nations control the world through the concept of global governance. To better understand the fraud behind this, go to the YouTube, The Great Global Warming Swindle, which is the full version. In 74 minutes, you will have a good understanding as to the fraud behind this concept. So that's just one of the pieces. I have, let's see, the other handouts are, let me get it, hold on. This is a public notice. The problems, the rising food prices, electricity rates, radical rise in home foreclosures, rise in homelessness, riots around the globe, threats of global economic meltdown, promises to wipe Israel off the map, Muslim honor killings in America, national park land off limits to members of the public, water shut off due to the breadbasket of the world in California. And I've got that map's talking about that. 800 plus dams destroyed by government order flooding mass areas of farmland in Mississippi and Louisiana. Massive government spending from the printing of trillions of dollars not backed by gold. Repeated efforts to remove only one God from the public's square. Rising gas prices, rising water rates, forced closing of oil rigs, massive unemployment, spiraling national debt, threats of nuclear Iran, rise in violent crime, rising suicide rates. And it says the reason? One monolithic piece of international legislation named Sustainable Development Agenda 21. The 2,000-plus page plan was presented at the Earth Summit held by the United Nations Conference on Environmental and Development, Yun said, in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, where it was adopted by 178 nations. Its radical goal is to transform our nation and our world. George H.W. Bush, may the fleas of a thousand camels rest in his pajamas, pledged to support the support of America. On June 29, 1993, Bill Clinton issued Executive Order 12852, creating the President's Council on Sustainable Development to begin implementation of the United Nations plan. Agenda 21 is the United Nations blueprint for living in the 21st century, hence the name Agenda 21. The wealth of the greatest country on earth is being redistributed to equalize the standard of living around the globe. Social justice. Some standards will rise and others, ours, will fall. None will grant happiness. None will allow the ownership of private property. Agenda 21 is being implemented in the progressive steps. It is a comprehensive plan to change human behavior and redevelop the world. In his book, Earth in the Balance, Al Gore called for a wrenching transformation of society on a global scale, and A21 is the grand scheme behind it all. Once you understand Sustainable Development Agenda 21, all the things in the news that have bothered you will suddenly make sense. The document articulating the guiding principles behind Agenda 21 is the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, Canadian oil magnate and first Secretary General of the United Nations Environmental Program, UNEP, Maurice Strong, and former Soviet Russia dictator Mikhail Gorbachev. You may read the Earth Charter at earthcharterinaction.org. This document will immediately explain to you that a human, a fish, and a rock are all equal in the eyes of the United Nations and their elite unelected planners. We all see America changing. We see the world changing. We know that something is wrong. We just couldn't put a finger on it until now. The solution: become informed. Knowledge is power. The following educational sources explain the plan, how it is being implemented, and how to become involved in healing our nation and our world. And it gives all Michael Shaw's video, talks about Rosie Keogh, Henry Lamb, all these people. It's got AmericanPolicy.org by Tom DeWeese, AmericansProtectingPropertyRights.com. It's Martin Luther King Jr.'s quote, "The hottest place in hell must be reserved for those who remain neutral in times of great moral conflict." This is one of the handouts that this panel that I'm going to see tonight is going to receive. The six-page document from Tom DeWeese, it absolutely lays it out perfectly as far as what is going on, why it's going on, and how to stop it, and that we're not going to comply with this anymore. So enough on that whole deal, because there's just so much going on. Let's see what I got to go on to that little deal. The EPA, let me see what he says. Let's see. Tried cap and trade, didn't pass, then subverted Congress using EPA, now using global treaties, trying to rush it all on us. Shortage of food. Oh, they're trying to starve us. They're trying to create a complete food shortage. I should say, yeah, creative. evil agenda. Yes, Michael, exactly. Welcome, guests. They must have got illegals will have it worse here than where they fled from. Oh, yeah, as we all. It's just horrible. It's an unbelievable situation. In fact, Glenn talked about this whole thing today. I only saw the first half hour because I had to do my show today, and he was talking about what they did in Germany, because the woman he met in Restoring Courage, I think he met her in the summertime, I don't know, before or during his rally there, and her name was Paulina, and she is from Poland, and she was only like 14 in Germany when the Jews were being persecuted and ruined and killed and horrible things. And they forbade people in all these nations that were occupied by Germany and taken over by Germany to ever feed a Jew more than 230 calories per day. And if you did, it was punishable by death, and or your whole family could be killed for feeding a Jewish person. They're trying to do this with Cass Sunstein, the EPA, and the rest of this Agenda 21 nonsense in this country. You've got Bloomberg doing his weird stuff, Cass Sunstein. You got Lisa Jackson bragging about shutting down the coal industries. It's disgusting. That was all over the internet today. So all of these things are going to be addressed. And Glenn said they're trying to make it illegal in certain areas, like in parks and federal parks and state parks, to feed the homeless people because it doesn't meet the FDA requirements. And it just goes on and on and on. Well, we're not going to comply. If we want to feed somebody, we're going to feed somebody. We're not going over the cliff. We are going to be the righteous among nations, and we can do it. And this is how we do it. We stand up to these clowns, and we get it done. And just keep going forward. The other thing he did, I only got a glimpse of it, but he put up a website. It was in conjunction with Wall Builders, which is David Barton's site. And people, it's a thing where you can go and see if you're registered in the right district or your address and see if your friends are registered to vote. And they're getting out the vote, and it's working because there was hundreds of thousands of hits by within 24 hours of people doing that. So there's a lot of things we can do to fight this machine. We've got to be as organized or better organized than the unions and the evil ones, and that's what's basically going on. Oh, and I'm hearing smatterings of not so good things about Marco Rubio. He's trying to push amnesty through. So in fact, I knew about him because I go to Numbers USA too, and I faxed him my little blurb on what I thought of that nonsense. And we're just not going to stand it. Okay, thanks, Yo, for tuning in, and have a great meeting. And I'll have one, too, later. But I came across this because I received, oh, I can't remember which one it was. Somebody sent it to me. It was Campaign for Liberty, and it was another pocket constitution, which I have many of them. But this was a speech in the beginning by Ron Paul on the House floor in September of 2004, and it's really, really worth going through. It's just an absolutely amazing piece. It won't take too much time, but again, if anyone wants to call in, it is 646-378-0321. It says, this is Ron Paul speaking, the U.S. Constitution is the most unique and best contract ever drawn up between a people and their government in history. Though flawed from the beginning, because all men are flawed, it nevertheless has served us well and set an example for the entire world. Yet no matter how hard the authors tried, the corrupting influence of power was not thwarted by the Constitution. The notion of separate state and local governments championed by the followers of Jefferson was challenged by the Hamiltonians almost immediately following the ratification of the Constitution. Early on, the supporters of strong centralized government promoted central banking, easy credit, protectionism, mercantilism, and subsidies for corporate interests. Although the 19th century generally was kind to the intent of the Constitution, namely limiting government power, a major setback occurred with the Civil War and the severe undermining of the principle of sovereign states. The Civil War profoundly changed the balance of power in our federalist system, paving the way for centralized big government. Although the basic principle underlying the constitutional republic we were given was compromised in the post-Civil War period, it was not until the 20th century that steady and significant erosion of the constitutional restraints placed on the central government occurred. The erosion adversely affected not only economic and civil liberties, but foreign affairs as well. We now have a persistent abuse of the Constitution by the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. Our leaders in Washington demonstrate little concern for the rule of law, liberty, and our republican form of government. Today, the pragmatism of the politicians as they spend more than $2 trillion annually creates legislative chaos. The vultures consume the carcass of liberty without remorse. On the contrary, we hear politicians brag incessantly about their ability to deliver benefits to their districts, thus qualifying themselves for automatic re-election. The real purpose of the Constitution was the preservation of liberty. It's not the Constitution that gives us our freedom. That comes from the Creator. But if we cherish freedom, the Constitution is needed to keep the power seekers from usurping that freedom and to hold government in check. But our government ignores this while spending endlessly, taxing and regulating the complacent electorate who are led to believe that their interests and needs are best cared for by a huge bureaucratic welfare state, convince themselves that enormous federal deficits and destructive inflation can be dealt with on another day. The answer to the dilemma of unconstitutional government and runaway spending is simple. Restore a burning conviction in the hearts and minds of the people that freedom works and government largesse is a fraud. When the people once again regain their confidence in the benefits of liberty and demand it from their elected leaders, Congress will act appropriately. Thus, and I'm going to editorialize for a second, when the people lead, the leaders will follow. The response of honorable men and women who represent us should be simply to take their oaths of office seriously, vote accordingly, and return our nation to its proper Republican origins. The results would be economic prosperity, greater personal liberty, honest money, abolition of the Internal Revenue Service, I love that one, and a work made more peaceful when we abandon the futile policy of building and policing an American empire. No longer would we yield our sovereignty to international organizations, hello, that act outside the restraints placed on the government by the Constitution. Absolutely, Ron Paul. The Constitution and those who have sworn to uphold it are not perfect, and it is understandable that abuse occurs. It shouldn't be acceptable, though. Without meticulous adherence to the principle of the rule of law, minor infractions become commonplace and the Constitution loses all meaning. Unfortunately, that is where we are today. This nonsense that the Constitution is a living, flexible document taught as gospel in our government schools must be challenged. The founders were astute enough to recognize the Constitution was not perfect and wisely permitted amendments to the document, but they correctly made the process tedious and thus difficult. Without a renewed love for liberty and confidence in its results, it will be difficult, if not impossible, to restore once again the rule of law under the Constitution. I have heard throughout my life how each upcoming election is the most important election ever and how the very future of our country is at stake. Those fears have always been grossly overstated. The real question is not who will achieve a partisan victory. The real question is, will we once again accept the clear restraints placed on the power of the national government by the Constitution? Obviously, the jury is still out on that issue. However, what we choose to do about this constitutional crisis is the most important election of our times, and the results will determine the kind of society our children will inherit. I believe it is worthwhile for all of us to tirelessly pursue the preservation of the elegant Constitution which we have been so blessed. There's a little bit, Bill says, family reunification comes with any form of amnesty and would lead to millions more coming here. Crashing it faster than they're doing it already with QE3 and whatever else. So then a little note here. Congressman Ron Paul of Texas is the leading spokesman in Washington for limited constitutional government, low taxes, free markets, and a return to sound monetary policies. He never votes for legislation unless the proposed measure is expressly authorized by the Constitution. Dr. Paul's consistent voting record prompted one congressman to comment that Ron Paul personifies the founding fathers' ideal of the citizen statesman. He makes it clear that his principles will never be compromised, and they never are. So that was an absolutely wonderful piece, and I wanted to share that with you. Again, please call in about half an hour from now. I got to scoot out of here, but anybody want to call in and comment? And again, Bill, I was a poll worker yesterday, so I could not attend the show. It is 646-378-0321. If anybody has any other items they want to talk about or put into the chat room, please let me know. We had quite an interesting day yesterday. We had a really good party because people were celebrating. We defeated Prop E. We had Jim Miller got won in the Superior Court race. Gary Creep, that was another good win. And David Berry. So all the evil ones and the Dems and the Rhinos got voted out on that deal. Unfortunately, Dianne Feinstein, you know, just kicked derriere. And, of course, Romney got like 85% or something of the vote. We had like idiots voting for, I couldn't believe it, they were voting for Gingrich and Santorum, who aren't running, by the way. But it was absolutely an amazing day. We had a lot of victories. We have still a lot of work to do, and that's why tonight's situation is important. My task force, I must sound the alarm to every person on my Americans Protecting Property Rights task force about Carl DeMaio, who is running for mayor of San Diego, and he better back off this green stuff or he's going to wish he was never born. I'll tell you, I'll make his life one miserable mess, and we're not going to let up because we got to defeat this green stuff. It's just terrible. We've got, come on guys, call in for a few minutes, 646-378-0321. We had election coverage went all the way till about 11:30 at night and on the radio and the TV. People were celebrating, people were drinking, people were getting pulled over because I could hear the Oceanside police outside my window with their cop cars getting the drunks. It was a full moon, so, you know, the drunk tanks are always full. But like I said, we had all kinds of things going on. We had the cops were called at one of the voting places because all our Prop E, anti-Prop E people were out within 100 feet, you know, way beyond the legal limit. And so people were stealing signs and they got police called on them. And then there was absolutely, thank you, Michael. Love to hear your voice and your thoughts on what's going on, especially with Scott Walker and everything else going on. But yeah, we had one incident that was reported not only to the Registrar of Voters hotline because people were taking pictures of the poll workers and people were standing there voting. That's a total no-no. The Esther Sanchez was called. She's a city councilwoman, city of Oceanside, and there was all kinds of stuff going on. So there's a formal report against these people doing this. The people who were the Yes on E folks were just absolutely, they would stop at nothing. They knew they were going to lose. That's why they were just grasping at straws. And yeah, I remember that. I'm sure everybody saw that videotape of the whining little turkey union member outside someplace where they got him on tape whining about the democracy is dead. It was just unbelievable. And that went viral real quick. So we've had some good conservative things happening, but we've got to keep pushing forward. We really, really need to do that. Again, let's see, American Heroes Radio, if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear what's on your mind, 646-378-0321. So today I have heard from several people regarding the meeting I'm going to go to in about 45 minutes. I'll be walking out my door with all of my armament, my Americans Protecting Property Rights Anti-Agenda 21 button. There's people that have said they want to help me and speak, and I'm praying that they do. I think Dana, Victor, the other Linda, and about six others, and they're on fire. They really, really want to come and support me and talk about their agenda items on the meeting for tonight at the City Council chambers, although it's not the actual mayor and the City Council members. It is the Planning Commission, more specifically the transportation arm or the circular element of Oceanside, and we're definitely doing that. So I will, while I'm waiting for my callers, I'm going to read what I'm going to say so that you guys get a heads up before everybody else gets to hear it. Hopefully that I can do this in 3 minutes. If you guys want to time me, you can start now. One of the reasons that all of the general plans throughout San Diego County, the state of California, and the entire country are clones of each other has to do with ICLEI and the United Nations Agenda 21. ICLEI equals International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. They changed their name to Local Governments for Sustainability because citizens discovered their radical activities, you know how they change everything. ICLEI is the local authority major group organizing partner, and in this role, it aims to achieve a high level of coordinated input from local authorities into the international process. At the Rio 20 Plus conference coming up this month, ICLEI will facilitate the present active participation of local governments. Just one of ICLEI's policy goals, and this is from ICLEI's own website, by the way, to enforce the sustainable development process by linking global climate change as crisis of the developed world requiring changes in supranatural law, in other words, subordinating national law without regard to previous national policy or our constitutional laws. ICLEI constitutes an unelected board that directs city officials and city planners. Per Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, states are strictly prohibited from implementing foreign political initiatives through treaties, alliances, or confederations, specifically supporting and implementing the UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development under the direction of this unelected non-governmental organization violates constitutionally imposed limitations upon your legal authority. You are hereby notified that your alignment, submission, and cooperation and subsequent voting on international matters under explicit orders from ICLEI or any other non-governmental organization aligned with the UN Agenda 21 is a specific violation of your oath of office, and that your decision to implement policy on behalf of said foreign power constitutes an illegal activity up to and including treason. You have the power to stop the destruction of these documents, the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, which come from God, by the way. I cannot relinquish these unalienable rights, even if I wanted to. They are not mine to negotiate. They're his. So these are the issues that we're dealing with. I'm going to go ahead and type this in. 646-378-0321. If you guys want to call, I welcome all callers. So basically, that's kind of my take on this. And we're trying to hit these guys where they live, giving them the handouts, standing up, speaking publicly against what they're doing. Because what they're doing is they're railroading us and they're steamrolling over us, and they're doing it at warp speed, and it is just not right. We're not doing it anymore, any more than I'm going to comply with these coneheads and not feed a homeless person or feed a hungry person, or, you know, maybe I have too much salt in my homemade food. Oh, well, get over it. I don't care. You know, it's just the same with the poor pig farmers, and they just keep, there's 80,000 pages of new regulations on the books. I mean, how would you even know if you're, whatever you're doing is legal or not? It's just, it's outrageous, and it's just not to be. It's not to be put up with, and we're going to take this country back one step at a time. Believe me, I'm on a roll, guys. I'm not giving up, and we're just getting started. So I do believe that Governor Walker's success yesterday is the tip of the iceberg, and that we can truly say we are just getting started. And that's what we need to do, and take back the country one town at a time, one state, one governor. You know, just push back. I do believe that the unions, the Dems, and the the crazies and the O'Dummer is not a happy camper today. That's why you don't hear or see him at all. He's been kind of with his tail between his legs for about a week. I think he knew he was in deep trouble, and he has been for quite some time. Okay, I've got some callers. I'm going to bring them up. Hello, guys. You're on the air. Thanks.
Hello, Linda. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Any thoughts on what I've been talking about today?
No, you do it very well, and there's nothing that I can add to what you're saying. I mean, it's all correct, and you do it so well. You're on top of it so well. You're so active.
Thank you.
I tell you, you know, as sweet as your voice sounds, I would sure hate to be your enemy.
I can say that.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know, you're right. We're doing it one step at a time. We can all focus on Walker, but look before what we've already done. We've started taking rhinos like Richard Lugar out of office.
Yep.
And we're doing it one step at a time, state by state. And
yep.
What you're fighting, and I got to commend you. I wish I could be there with you tonight when you face those people. I had a few things I'd say to them.
Oh, I'll say.
We're not only waking up the states and our localities, we're waking up our country, and we're waking up the globe.
Yep. And you know what else, Bill? I'm waking up individual people. I'm waking up communities. I'm waking up my neighbors. I'm going to wake up the mayor, people that are going for mayor of San Diego. Believe me, I'm not done with that guy. He hasn't even heard from me yet. But he'll hear from not only from me, but he's going to hear from my task force, too.
And every person that hears from you, some of them are going to take that out, and they're going to spread it to the next people, and on and on, and it grows and it grows. And that's how come we're winning, because the conservative message, limiting the government and stop all the wasted spending and you can't give away everything, the message is resounding, and it's picking up steam. And whether the Democrats want to admit it or not, they saw the power of it last night. No matter all the voter fraud, no matter how much money the unions threw at it, they didn't want the people to reject it.
Absolutely. And it's going to keep going. And I do believe that 8 or 9 months ago, when I remember listening to Glenn Beck on the radio and all of his other shows, and he says, people, he says, I'm telling you, if we do this right, you expect some little minor miracles. And I think these are the minor miracles that we're seeing. And I was playing last night after everything was said and done, and I just thanked God. I said, oh, whatever you're doing to help us. And, man, we feel blessed, and we're giving it all up to you. Oh, amen.
It was amazing. I was watching reactions last night and listening reactions. I went to MSNBC and CNN on their websites and was their reactions. And I guess nobody wants to admit, you know, what it came down to is the people just said no to the policies that were being shoved down their, trying to be shoved down their throats. They seen that Walker's plans were working. They've already had some proof, and they're going to see even more proof that they're working.
Sure.
And watch for other states to start copying this.
Bill, this is a green light for these governors. It ain't going to be for here because we got Jerry Brown, but other states. Yeah, and this is the beauty of it. I'm telling you, that was the biggest miracle I've seen in so long. I'm so excited. I was just going, well, finally. Finally, that idiot in chief got his face just whacked into next week, man. I'm so happy. I'm glad he's miserable. God forgive me. I'm happy he's miserable. Can't help it.
Right now, he's probably afraid, isn't he, Michael?
More than likely, I would say so, and I hope a lot more are.
Yeah. Well, he's not afraid of us so much. Guys, he's afraid of those pulling his strings aren't liking what they're seeing happening.
Yep. Oh, good. I hope they're all miserable. I hope they all give him a what for. Oh, man. Can you imagine Sunstein and Lisa Jackson and Valerie Jarrett? They're probably just, that's why he's not on TV. He's black and blue. They're beating the hell out of him right now. Oh, my God. Absolutely. Oh, man. That's funny. I hope it continues, guys. I think with people like us, people that, I mean, even here in San Diego and pretty much California, a lot, especially here in Southern California, with some of the great things that happened yesterday and all the meetings I've been to with my task force on pushing against the green agenda, I think we got a good toehold. Now we just got to, man, put the pedal to the metal and not let up, because you know how they are, those progressives. They will come at you like cockroaches until you squash them.
You know what upsets me about all this green stuff, and I'm sure Michael would go along with me saying this, is that for us people who actually live out in the country and stuff, this is like a slap in the face, because these people have no concept of living out in the environment.
Right.
No concept. That are out here whining and crying, have no concept.
They don't care, Bill, because it's not about the environment. They want total control, and they want it under an iron fist. And you know that that's true, and both of you guys know that, and everybody listening out here. I mean, anybody who's got it so far. It's not about the environment. That's what they use. You know, they came up with this a long time ago, and they said, oh, let's pull on their heartstrings, you know, and get the sheeple to go along with it and go right off the cliff. Yeah, that's how they did it. But you know what?
Yeah.
We're wise to it.
It's called psychological warfare. Michael and I talked about it some last night. there's no doubt they've been using those kinds of things on us and trying to. They're trying to get the animal lovers out here, but they're using them, and the animal lovers ain't paying attention. The same with the environmental nuts. If anybody just took remembered any basic science, they'd know all this climate, carbon, man-made global warming through CO2, they would know that that is all a lie and a scam.
Yep.
I would say this, and I made this challenge before. If you're so interested in humanity, then the carbon exchanges, give the money from the profits of those carbon exchanges to the people. Give the carbon exchanges to the people. Let them be the people's carbon exchanges. Let's see how fast they change their minds.
Well, yeah, it's a huge scam. And I know that in August here in San Diego, I believe, I'm not sure exactly, in fact, all of California, I'm not sure where we're going to be finding this going on. They're having their first carbon auction, and our task force is going to be there to enlighten them a lot. So it's going to be a battle. We got a huge hill to climb, but I'm not afraid. I'd probably be nervous tonight when I speak, but at least I have people behind me who are coming to my aid and absolutely very, very on board with what I'm doing. It's really, really nice to have that support, believe me. It's amazing.
I would ask Al Gore and Nancy Pelosi and them this question. If you're so worried about the environment and CO2, then why did you cut off water to that valley and dry up all that vegetation and all those plants and stuff?
Yep.
Because those plants would have been filtering that CO2. So answer me, why did you do that?
Oh, they're just evil. And in fact,
they're not smarts what they are. They're not smart. They do these things without even thinking, and then somebody asks them a question like I just said, and they don't have an answer. Because that would make them a contributor to the problem. If you think there's too much CO2, plant more trees and shrubs and plants and stuff.
I
it would be a whole lot cheaper than paying a carbon tax.
Oh, it's the biggest hoax and the biggest swindle of all time, I'm telling you. And that's why that's why all the people who have been fighting against this in all these blogs that I have in this folder, which is 2 years worth of research on Agenda 21, they're pointing out this stuff, Bill and Michael and everybody. They're pointing it out quite well in their pieces that, you know, this it's all tied together. You know, in fact, what I need to do when if I have time tomorrow and Friday, what I need to get my friend Victor and Dana, they're conservatives and they're going to be there tonight backing me up. I need to get them Rosie Kior's, no, not hers, but Heather Gass. She's up there in the Bay Area with Rosa. And Heather Gass has got it going on. This woman can explain this to people better than anybody I've ever heard. She's amazing. I got to see her in person down here in San Diego a few months back. Oh, she explained the global lies for the past 130 years. And it was phenomenal how she's researched it and done this stuff. And I've got to get her connected to these people in my community because I need, or at least them to her, so they can understand. Because once this message gets out from these people who have been fighting this on a national level, literally, traveling around the country speaking about A21, I need to get these people hooked up with people like Heather because then they'll absolutely, the light will dawn. And they will really get it. And that's what I need to do.
Exactly. Keep pushing.
Yeah, I'm going
to... reaching out. There are people out there that are traveling now that are trying to wake people up. If you get a chance, invite one of them in and let them explain their science and stuff behind it and explain the truth. Open up some eyes.
What I was going to tell... Michael was, he's so flattering. You know, it's funny because when he talks about me being a formidable foe, I think it's just that I've had enough, you know, and I'm at that anger stage that I'm not going to take it. I pray about these things. I pray to God that I never have to pick up that shotgun and use it against a person. But dang it, don't tread on me. I'm telling you, don't push me.
I think That is one of the things of our generation. Of all the things we were taught, we were never taught how to back up.
Yep.
That's
yep.
it. That's it. And if I can just take a few minutes here and change the tone of your show a little bit, Linda.
Go ahead.
One of our family friends passed away on Monday. A close friend of mine, and he was a friend I know of Patriot Family. He appeared several times on Patriot Family. And Mr. Bob Chapman of the International Forecast at age 76 came back from Mexico, where he had been chased away because there was there was an explosive in his house 10 years ago, so he moved to Mexico. He came back to Winter Haven, Florida, to be with his wife and his family, and he died on Monday at the age of 76 of pancreatic cancer. And I will be doing a special show this Saturday about that.
Fantastic. Thank you. God bless you, Michael. And I hope he's residing with the Lord right now. And just everybody say a prayer. And thank you for telling us. I'm that's very sad news. I did hear him speak. I believe he was on your show at one point.
He was on, I think, two or three times on Patriot Family and several times as well on other shows that I had done. So I had known him for a couple of years, and actually had gotten a little bit close to him. And the last letter I got a couple months ago, he said he wouldn't be doing any more shows, but he did say why, and he wasn't telling anybody that he was ill, but he knew that his cancer.
Oh, wow. Oh. Wow, that's really sad news, and our hearts and prayers go to the family. And I'm glad you're gonna do a show on Saturday, right?
I am actually going to do a rebroadcast, a 58-minute rebroadcast. It's an awesome, incredible interview that I did on Patriot Family this past January 8th of 2012, and I'm going to rebroadcast that on Saturday.
Okay, great. I look forward to it, absolutely. And you know, the things, it's sad when these things happen, you know, but you know what? We have the things on tape from these wonderful people. We've got videos of people like Milton Friedman. We've got books written by brilliant people. And we're the ones carrying on the legacy. Bill and you and me and Ron and Yo and everybody, you know, Hollis and just everybody on Patriot Families, people in my community, people in the task force, people all over. They're carrying on the legacies. We've got young blood coming in. I mean, we're getting ready for all these fights, and we're not stopping. You just have to know that we're going to do the right thing and be what we really, really are. Americans, America is good because Americans are good. And you know, we've got to keep that in our hearts. And the piece I read by Ron Paul that was done in 2004, I've got to memorize it because it's absolutely true. Everything that Ron Paul believes in, votes for, votes on, votes against, and says, it's written in his heart. He, you know, he lives it. That's what we got to do is we have to live it, you know, and just go forward and pray and help our communities and all the wonderful things that are we're going to be able to do. As far as taking this country back, guys, in the right direction and trying to restore what's left of the republic, take the crazy glue out and glue back the Constitution because it's been tattered. You know it has. Welcome, Ron.
Glue it back and laminate it.
We've got 6 minutes left because I had to do the show early. I'm going to a meeting to speak in front of city council people, and it's going to be amazing. So, and Rod Luke, welcome. You guys will have to catch it in archives, but I wanted to also, if anyone, I still have 5 minutes. You guys want to pop in on the phone lines, please call in. And poor Ron forgot. I should have called him on Skype, but anyway, Anyway, so if you guys go ahead and do, Michael, I'll let you go first. Have parting shots before I do the show rundown.
You know, I just want to say, please join me Saturday night in honor of Bob Chapman. He put so much time and work and effort into being an American patriot and a global patriot and informing people about what was going on. It's just a huge, huge loss.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, thank you for that, Michael. And Bill, what would you like to say, sir?
Well, I'd like to say, look what happened last night. We can do it again. We can do it in every state. Keep pushing. Don't back off. They thought the Tea Party was dead. Well, look at Lugar. Look at Walker. We're not dead. We went to work, and we mean business.
Oh, yeah, babe. Yeah, thank you for that. And you guys, thanks for calling in. It was absolutely amazing. And God bless Bob Chapman's family, Bob Chapman in heaven, all my patriots, all my lovely people at Patriot Families, American Heroes Radio. I don't know who that really is, but I'm glad that Rod and Ron actually got to come in for the last few minutes. Tomorrow is lovely Terry Rowland, our teacher. Hi, m'lady Kyra. Anyway, we're almost finished, but 7 p.m. Eastern, Terry Rowland talking about the educational system. We have Friday's possibly Brian's show, maybe not. We don't know if he's going to be working in a band. Michael Magic's doing a special show. Michael, is it 7 p.m. Eastern?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. We've got Michael Magic doing a special tribute to Bob Chapman on Saturday. Please join us for that. Anyone who missed this show, please check it in archives. It's only 1 hour long. Amazing day yesterday with Walker and everything that I experienced. On Sundays, we have Ron filling in for Frank Winkle on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's always good. Ron's regular Constitution Hour show, Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I'll be back at my regular time next week. We always like Ron's take on everything for Constitution and law, et cetera, and our biblical studies, of course. And then we have Bill Strong and Hollis Buchanan, usually on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, for Patriot Family Chat. Great stuff, people. Please support these shows. Hi, Brian. You guys are going to have to check it out in archives. I'm sorry everyone didn't maybe get the blast enough, but I've got to get to that council meeting. So Wednesdays, always from here on in, unless I have something like this going on, 7 p.m. Eastern, right from the left coast. And it's always a pleasure to have such a great audience and everybody out here. And anything else you want to say, Michael?
No, just God bless everybody and keep Christ in your heart.
Oh, yeah. We got to make sure that all his commandments and his love and promises are written across our heart, man. Absolutely. That's how you do it. We win through victory. We don't even have to fight for it. We fight in it, as my friend Ron always says. And I am happy that everyone's here. I want to always say, please come to www.patriotfamilies.com, families with YS, and please join us for all of our shows and our website. And everybody, I want to say God bless this family, everybody in it. Heal them, heal their fathers, their sons, their whatever's ailing. Just love you guys, and I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much, and have a great evening. God bless you guys.